It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joined live this morning by the Lions general manager Brad Holmes as we get ready to take in the first padded practice of training camp. You're just telling us what a better day to be out here. Couldn't find a better day.
Oh yeah, it's been amazing. You know, we had a great let's call it acclimation period, and the energy was great, but you know, with the pads come on, it's like, okay, this is when it starts now. So we're excited.
What are the days that excite you? As a former player, it was reporting. That was an exciting day for me because you're back with all your buddies. The first day of pads, you finally, hey, game week, whether it's a preseason game, you know, it changes things. It changes the excitement. What is it? What are the days that excite you during training camp?
Yeah, I would say just what you said, like the report date and then just guys going through the conditioning tests. And, you know, the rookies and the guys at rehab, they'll come a little bit early. Then the vets come in. But just to see all the guys together, how they look, they've taken care of their body, they're in shape. And it just kind of gets all of us excited. It's like, okay, now we're ready to go.
One of those guys people are excited about, J-Mo, right?
Yeah.
Could this be that breakout season? This is the guy you traded up to get. What's a breakout look like for him?
Yeah, you know, just him continue to work on his craft and continue to get better. And you know, look, I think everybody, when you draft a guy as high as we did, and you know, you trade up for him, you know, I think everybody wants the instant, like right now. But you know, obviously we knew that he was going to have to recover from the ACL that first year, and then unfortunately he had the suspension come about. But it was a little bit of a blessing in disguise because those 2 years, I just felt like it was a lot of growth and maturation within himself and in his game. And so I think now we're all kind of seeing, you know, all the work that he's put in.
And Josh Reynolds was that next target. He's no longer here. And it feels like you guys, whether you wanted to say it or not, your expectations are that J-Mo fills that type of a role. Are you seeing those do you have those expectations for him this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, look, he's got so much ability. You know, the sky's the limit for him. You know, he's obviously, we know how fast and explosive he is. He's got great length, but, you know, just him becoming just more nuanced as a route runner, you know, he's wired the right way. He's physical. You know, it's hard to find guys that have that kind of speed and explosiveness that are that physical and gritty, and that's what one of the things that really kind of just enamored us in the draft process. But yeah, we have high expectations for him. He's not going to put too much pressure on himself, but we're just going to trust the process on it.
Let's talk kicker.
Yeah.
You get the injury to Badgley. It looks like Jake Bates for now. I don't know if you anticipate bringing in another kicker for some competition, but how do you feel about Bates in the kicker room today?
Yeah, you know, we're excited to be able to add Bates. Obviously, that was unfortunate with Badge. You know, we have a lot of trust in Badge, and, you know, we're excited for that competition. So feel really, really bad for him. But, you know, as of right now, Bates, you know, he's getting a lot of valuable reps that he's going to need. You know, he's been in the UFL, and obviously he has not had a field goal kicking history going all the way back to college. He's been more kickoff specialist, so just now he's got an opportunity to get a lot more reps throughout this preseason. And you know, it's a possibility that we might add more competition there at some point, but we're just excited to see Bates in his big leg.
How does he build the trust in Dave Fipp, but ultimately you, that you go into the season with a guy that doesn't have that history like you mentioned?
Yeah, well, you know, you saw even in the UFL that he made a lot of big-time pressure kicks. Yep. And so I think we're going to see a lot more, especially when we get into our joint practices with the Giants and then in these preseason games. Obviously, he's not a stranger to kicking in Ford Field, but we're not really worried about him dealing with pressure or pressure moments or anything like that. It's just, you know, helping the nuances of, you know, operation, all that stuff. But I know he's in great hands with Phil.
You mentioned the Giants. People have been able to see with Hard Knocks some of the behind the scenes of the front office.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're talking about the market and trying to get deals done and what they did with Saquon. As we look at the market right now, we watched quarterbacks get paid over the weekend. We've seen tackles and receivers get paid or want to get paid. Yep. And we look at the deals you signed early in the process. Was some of the intention to get those deals done earlier so that you weren't dealing with some of the market conditions that these teams are right now?
Yeah, the market is so unpredictable, and it's, you know, everybody's going to – the market is constantly changing. And so if you can – you know, we're always trying to forecast and predict what it's going to be, and that's hard enough at the time we want to get it done. So it's more about like, okay, we're doing all this forecasting, doing all this, you know, predicting, but it's just – to get it done earlier than later, it just it helps out for all parties involved. And so, and it's really important for us as an organization. We like to take care of our own. And we just got one done yesterday with Taylor Decker. We just got his extension done on a 3-year, so we're really excited about him, too.
That's news to us. Yeah. I hadn't heard that
yet.
You got
an exclusive.
Yeah, so
yeah, he
so
just casually
years?
Said that, like
yeah,
we all
just,
knew
yeah,
about
just
that.
Throws that. Throws that one out there. So 3 years.
Yeah.
Can you share some of the details with us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, we'll just keep it at that. I know okay. Numbers will be
they'll
reported,
come out. Yeah.
And all of that. But you know, but again, you know, Dak's been, you know, he's been a key cog of what we've been building, what we've been doing. His leadership, his professionalism. You know, he's a guy that really embraced our culture, and so he's a big part of what we do. And you know it all starts up front with the offensive line, as we all know. So you know, just really, really happy that we're able to get that one done, and happy for Dak and his family.
So draft, develop, sign. We've seen that, and obviously you've nailed the draft. You've signed Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell. You've re-signed now Taylor Decker. Aleem McNeil is a guy that's going into the last year of his contract. We got to ask, it's always the next guy.
Yep.
How come you're
pay
not doing
else.
More? How important is he in regards to what you want to have accomplished up front, but also possibly for the future of this team?
Yeah, he's another one that Dan and I have talked about it. You know, he's part of the foundation. You know, he was our first draft, and you know, again, you know, we've gotten Penei done, we've gotten St. Brown done, and you know, there's plenty of other guys within that draft class that have played key roles, but Aleem, you know, the way that he's developed his game, he does everything right. He's a total pro, and you know, and he's extremely talented. So he's another one that you know, it's about time, and so we'll get talks going at some point, and hopefully you know, try to get something done.
Talking to Lions general manager Brad Holmes. McNeil, one of those guys up front that can create some pressure. One of the things that comes up with us on the show or callers on the station is, do they have enough pass rush?
Yeah.
Maybe the answer is you can never have enough pass rush, but it seems like there's a bullpen of guys opposite Aiden Hutchinson. How would you answer the question with your pass rush? Is it good enough right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we have a Pro Bowl rusher now, and I think what happens is if you have a really good rusher, then now it's almost – you know, I think from the outside, it's not a frustration, but, well, now you got to get two elite rushers.
Right.
Like, if you have one, well, you got to get another one now, you know. And so it's like, well, you got Aiden, and, you know, Aleem was on his way before the injury for a possible double-digit sack season. But we're really excited about Davenport getting him from free agency. You know, he had some health things he had to take care of, but he's out here on the field. You guys will see him today. And, you know, we're really excited about him. Obviously, James Houston, he missed basically all of last year with his injury. And so he's back. He's having a good camp. So, you know, we feel really good. And it's not just about the edges. You know, it's about, you know, pass rush can come from all different ways. So, again, we talked about Aleem, but adding DJ Reader into the fold, you know, Levi Onwuzurike's looked great so far in camp. And, you know, Josh Pascal and those guys. So, I think we have good complements, but, you know, it's going to take the whole unit.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We've seen, and this is obviously a question for the coaching staff, but as you look, Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw, yeah. How do you guys communicate in regards to how much you're going to put on their plate early on? And whether it's in preseason, it's regular season, because like J-Mo, Penne, I mean, he's thrown in the fire, yep. and we've seen what he's done. But Jahmyr Gibbs, all of these guys have been brought along at a measured pace. Do you feel that that's going to be the same thing with Terrion and Ennis?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, those guys have done every single thing that we've asked of them to do, and the biggest thing is that we just want to see them compete. We don't have any concerns about those guys not doing. Those guys are both wired right, but they are rookies, and it is a deep room with a lot of competition, and our culture is all about earning it. And so those guys got to earn it. We're really excited about Terrion and Rake, and we're excited about the entire room. And so I just kind of excited about all the versatility that those guys can bring. I think both of those guys can play outside, inside, and so obviously we've had Terrion a little bit more on the outside, but Rake's a versatile guy. But it's a lot of competition, but we've been happy with those guys.
Physicality, something that a lot of those corners you brought in bring to the table.
Yeah.
We get to see it with pads on today. When you're watching that, you're going, we want to see J-Mo break out, but we also want to see these corners get after it. What are you watching for? You have a vested interest on both sides of the ball there with both those guys potentially having breakout seasons, the corners and the receivers. What are you looking for now that the pads are on?
Yeah, you know, it's a big one. When your skill guys can play physical in terms of, you talk about receivers in the run game, digging guys out in corners and DBs coming down and wanting to insert. You know, when you get that component, which, you know, is a big emphasis for us, I think you're really going to be cooking with some gas. And so that's just a big part of what we do, how we want to play. We like to challenge. We like to get up in guys' faces. And I think we have the guys that can do that. And we're going to see today with the pads on.
When you evaluate, which you've done, obviously, before the draft, before free agency, last year was the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And you look and you say, okay, well, if we were able to do this better, and I think one of those things that we identified and we talk about outside of it is – pass defense. Mm-hmm. You addressed it with in free agency and in the draft. Is this a year, and everybody's kind of a little reserved in saying expectations, are your expectations Super Bowl, and do you feel you've done enough in terms of personnel that this is a Super Bowl caliber team?
Yeah, absolutely. That is the goal. You know, we've all said since day one the goal is to get better every single year, in which we have done that. And so getting to the NFC Championship last year, we intend to get better, and we are going to be better. I think we have a better team now. And, you know, with the secondary, like you said, pass defense, you know, we made a lot of moves the year before coming into the season.
Yeah.
And, I think, you know, we're all excited about how our secondary was going into it. But, you know, we had some attrition, and it got pretty thin, you know, from a depth standpoint. So now, yeah, we have a lot of talented guys in the secondary, but we're really excited about the depth that we have. So, unfortunately, if attrition comes, you know, hopefully we can just fill guys in and keep rolling throughout the whole season.
Feels like you're kind of entering this Super Bowl era where you guys are going to have some shots to win the Super Bowl. Does your mindset change at all as a general manager? Les Snead had that famous F them picks mindset. Like, you have been a draft develop, trade your picks when you need to.
Yep.
Does it shift as you get closer to the Super Bowl where maybe you're more willing to give up draft capital to try to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And Dan and I talk about that is we actually try to do our best to avoid being in a window, you know, and we try to manage the team and manage the roster to a point with free agency and the draft where, you know, we're going to continue to draft and develop and supplement with free agency. And I've said it all along, where our approach isn't going to change. So whatever the outside world and the exterior saying about, you know, well, we're in this window, it's appreciated. We really appreciate that. But we're just going to keep doing our same process and really try to avoid a window and just keep trucking along with how we've been.
So I want to look at this maybe from a different perspective because, obviously, I mean, we all have kids. Everybody says you can't pick a favorite. You've picked a lot of great players, whether it's in free agency, it's draft, or it's guys that you inherited that you have extended. And a moment like this, because you mentioned Levi Onwuzurike already.
Yeah.
He was in that first draft, and he's been banged up, hasn't had a chance.
Yes.
You said he's having a great camp. Are there certain guys, and if I don't know if you'd be willing to share, that you're just really excited to see that are finally getting an opportunity?
Yeah, well, you just said Levi, and I'll pivot back to him. Just so proud of what he's done after what he's had to go through. Levi, there was never a question about ability in him being able to play the position. It was just about him, you know, just getting healthy. And now he is. And last year he was coming off of a big surgery, and it was like, okay, well, can he actually just kind of get in his stance and actually play? Now he's put on a lot more weight, and now he's been training for playing the position, and you're kind of seeing the benefits of all that hard work that he's put in. But really, really excited about him. Again, first day of pads, so we're not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves, but he's one that we're really excited about because it's patience, you know. And again, we all want, like I was saying about JMO, we want it to be right now, but everybody develops at different rates, and you know, some guys have to go through some stuff, but practicing the patience, I think it's paying off.
Well, Brad, we're excited to be out here, excited for the upcoming season. Appreciate some of your time today, and for breaking some news, Taylor Decker, 3-year extension. Is that 3 on top of the 1 that's already?
Yeah, we had changed some things around currently for this year, so
okay.
He's been rewarded.
Okay, very good stuff, Brad. Appreciate your time.
Yep, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
It's 97.1.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.